Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. Got a couple of great guests with me this morning. Lloyd, who's been here, I don't know, four or five times probably by now.
Five or six.
And new man, Sheldon, buddy of Lloyd's, and someone else who knows something about recovery, something about, you know, how to get into recovery and how to be successful in it, regardless of the hurdles put in your way. Our friend Sheldon does not see. Sheldon went blind in 2011, and I'm sure he'll tell you something about that as we get on with the show.
Thank you, Scott, for having me on your show.
Hey, you know, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. I mean, we've, you know, conversed sort of, as limited as that is, online, but I think I got a good handle on who you are, and I know this guy pretty well.
For
the last,
yeah,
I don't know how long he's been around, but, I mean, us, but probably 6 months or something.
Yeah, I feel grateful. Grateful for this program, grateful to be on the show. Yeah. Well, thanks again, Scott, for having me on the show. Morning, Jason.
Morning.
And yeah.
Morning, Jason.
Yes.
Wake up, Jason.
I spoke so much about Sheldon that I wanted to get Sheldon on the show, and you know, I'm grateful for you know, the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you brought him, because just that 20-minute ride or whatever it was,
yeah.
I have a good handle on what he has, his grasp of the 12 steps, how they fit into spirituality or don't, or whatever. I think I know where he's at, so I think we're going to have a great show. So, folks,
thank
we're talking
Scott.
About yeah, you're very welcome. We're talking about inventory this morning, you know, and Lloyd just said, what step are we on? And I said, you know, we're taking a fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And when we think of fearless morality and lack of fear or no fear, and we think, you know, how is that really going to be me? You know, how am I going to get through all this? And having feared nothing, would I even be here in the first place? And so on and so forth. So a lot of things in life, I think, are good for us at one point, and the same thing is a disaster at another point. Something will save our life, and often the same thing will kill us. So, you know, we're about addiction, co-addiction, people who are hurting, whether they're hurting from, you know, things brought on from any sorts of tragedies in life, or whether it's simple, and it's not simple, but a straightforward addiction where somebody cannot stop doing something that's very bad for them, excuse me, whether that be a substance or whether that be a behavior. And we talk of relapse and so on in these programs. But to know anything about who we are and how we got to where we are, we've got to take some sort of inventory. Smart businessmen don't go into business without knowing what they have to sell. Smart people don't move ahead in life without learning a little bit about who they are and how they got there. And the only way we can do that, I think, is by taking stock. So just in that, just in those few words, I'm going to say to you guys, when you think of inventorying, you know, yourself, where you're at and where you've come from and so on, just quickly, and I'll start with Sheldon because he's new to the program, but he has a wealth of knowledge on how he got here and how what he was left with when he got here was going to be a great asset, or at least he knows that now. Whether he did when he first came to the program, I don't really know. So why don't you give us a bit of a background on who you are, Sheldon, and why you're doing this.
All right. Thank you, Scott, again for having me on your show. So I grew up in York Region. I grew up just by Kennedy and Steeles in Milica Mills and Markham, Ontario. And before moving to Markham, I grew up in Scarborough. I lived several places. Lived at Don Mills in Eglinton, at Flemington Park. I grew up in a single parent home. It was just me and my mom for about 8 years, and then my mom got married. So before my mom got married, me and my mom were like best friends, mm-hmm. and you know, she had two jobs, and I had like lots of babysitters taking care of me and stuff. So that really wasn't working for my mom, because you know, something happened with one of the babysitters. I was sexually assaulted by a male babysitter, mm-hmm. and yeah, so that was traumatizing for me. So my mom found out, and we moved from one area to another area to another area, and my mom decided to send for her brother, my uncle, from Jamaica, and when he came down to take care of me, he brought his wife with him, and for some reason his wife didn't like me, and I ended up getting a slash in my hand by his wife at 8 years old, and I had to do two surgeries on my hand. My pinky was dangling from my hand, and because of that incident, I couldn't talk. Something happened to my voice where my mom had to take me to a speech therapist for a year and a half to learn how to talk. And after that, my mom kicked them both out the apartment. She wasn't going to buy a house with my uncle and his wife. And then after that, like, my mom got married, and that's when we moved to the town of Markham. Mm. So, like, you know, I grew up in this functional household for many, many years. My stepfather was an alcoholic. And, yeah, for me, I didn't think I was ever going to find happiness.
Mm. Yeah, wow, that's a rough start to life. How old would you have been by the time that kind of thing either came to an end or you left the home? I don't know what you did later.
Well, what happened was, Scott, so at the age of 12 and 13, I used to run away from home. Mm-hmm. And I remember my friends in school would like see me downtown, and they would tell me that, you know, like, I was in the York Region newspaper as a missing child. Mm-hmm. And you know, my mom would be driving around downtown looking for me with my stepfather, and eventually they'll find me like a month later, and they'll bring me back home, and I would run away again, and then the police will find me, bring me back home, and I'll run away again. Because the thing is, my friend told me not to say anything to the teachers, because my friend said that Children's Aid would get involved and take me away from my mom. Mm. And I didn't want to be in the house, but at the same time, I did not want to get taken away from my family. Because my friend grew up in a dysfunctional household, and the Children's Aid found out about his situation, and they pretty much put him in a foster home. Mm. And I didn't want to end up in a foster home, because I'd been to his house before, and the experience that that he had and I saw with my own eyes, living in a foster home, pretty much wasn't really the greatest thing, you know, at that time, like for me and for my friend as well. So
tough beginning.
Yeah,
and it's interesting how we talk inventory, and you know, and it brings Sheldon back to where we need to go when we really want to do an inventory. You know, we've got to get back to, you know, how we felt at the worst times in life, and sort of sit easy with those times, you know what I mean, and feel and go through the feelings, probably like you may even be doing right now. I don't know, but I know when I go back to certain times in my life, that's exactly what happens, and I realize that some of the feelings I experience right now and today are identical to a feeling I may have had when my dad was pushing my mom around, for instance, mm-hmm. Something along those lines, and where as a helpless kid, you know, you either bite on something so no one hears you screaming or that sort of thing, and it's a pretty tough way. And at 12 and 13 to be running around the streets of Toronto and, you know, in reality, abandoned in many ways, even though it looked like you were abandoning, it's really... you know, what had happened to you in the earliest times of your life that created that very abandonment someone else is doing, you know. And Lloyd was very similar. I mean, we we talked about how he was abandoned at, I forget what age.
Eight years old.
Yeah, eight, and even up to eight, it really wasn't what you would call
it. It seems like we all have, like Shell and I have similar story, and I'm wondering if that's why, you know, our creator put us together. Because I mean, we met on the internet, you know, mm-hmm. we're total strangers, and came as friends. And speaking of inventory, you know, I remember when I was in the hotel room, and for some reason I was taking an inventory of, you know, where I'm at, why am I doing here, why am I killing myself, why am I going on with this, and I think, you know, part of that inventory was to remove myself from that. From that environment, and which puts me where I'm at today.
Well, that's interesting. Here's two gentlemen in recovery, similar backgrounds. I know you, Lloyd, were born in Jamaica. Sheldon, I don't know.
I was born here in Canada. Yeah, but my mom's from Jamaica, and my dad is actually from Africa. He's from Ghana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, roots are the same.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I don't mean that at all. In a funny way. We were talking earlier about early experiences Sheldon had going up to Stouffville. And and I knew right away what the problem was, but these two guys are black, by the way.
Yep.
You guys can't see that. But and I knew Stouffville because I lived there for many years, and of course that's where we're broadcasting from today. But, you know, we can go over to Walmart here now and find as many people of different colored skin than you can of those with my color. Matter of fact, I've quickly become a minority in a lot of places. But anyway, so I knew because I had spent a long time with the only black fellow with a residence, I think, in Stouffville, and he told me of his many experiences, not only in Stouffville, but also back in Cabbage Town. And anyway, and when Sheldon, he didn't want to say that, you know, I'm a white guy, I'm driving a car, and, you know, he can't see what I'm doing, so there's a lot of things working against everything. But anyway, I said, yeah, and you guys were black. Yes. So we knew what had happened, and prejudice is what it is. It's a shame. And anyway, that fellow, Wes was his name, was able to answer this question. Well, you know, when you came from wherever you came from, and Wes said, well, six generations ago, somebody came from Halifax. Have you heard of the Underground Railway? You know, and of course, six generations for anybody in this country is big. You know, a lot more than I got. So, anyway, with that, I think what we'll do, gentlemen, is take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll look at these inventory sheets and talk about a couple of the things that can cause not only relapse, but cause us to maybe take a serious look at where we need help in this life. So, with that, I think I'm going to defer to my friend Jason, and Jason will likely want to pay some bills, but I'm going to allow him to do what he likes. All yours, Jay.
You know me well, Scott, and yeah, it's time to pay those bills, and we'll be back here on Sharing the Burden on Whistle FM.